This is Study Sessions, brought to you by Sex Ed Debunked.
In these mini-sodes, we'll discuss a myth suggested to us by listeners like you.
Like what you hear? Want to hear more? Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex Ed Debunked to suggest new myths, provide your own show notes, and give us ideas for what to talk about next.
Now take some notes. The study group is in session. Hi. This is Study Sessions, a bi-weekly mini-sode where we cover topics brought to us by Sex Ed Debunked listeners.
On this week's episode, and just in time for No Shave November, we're talking about body hair down there.
There you go. The nether regions.
That's right.
Whoa, spooky. Well, and the question really is, to shave or not to shave?
That is the question.
And
it's a big one. I mean, I feel like since the dawn of time, we've been talking about whether people like a full bush or not.
Well, I don't think it's the dawn of time. It's actually the dawn of porn. Before that, the research, looking through the research, before that, most people just didn't shave. Maybe there was some trimming involved, but really the porn culture is part of the culture that made shaving a social norm, because it increased expectations of what partners expect to see, and also what people viewed as more sexy, as being mm-hmm. more trimmed and more bare. So not really the dawn of time. Since the dawn of time, we were kind of, you know, evolutionarily speaking, we were bushy for a reason.
Well, what was the reason?
So I know you did your Reddit dive, but I'll start with the health dive, and then we'll go into the Reddit dive. So looking for credible sources online, Healthline, and of course, the American Congress of Obstetrics and Gynecologists, the research speculate, evolutionarily speaking, pubic hair was designed, one, as a friction, like to prevent friction when there's intercourse. Because if you think about it, hair is softer than skin, so designed to prevent abrasions and also to make it just a little bit more comfortable. And actually, fair amount of you know, the gynecologists, and this is obviously talking about female bodies, keeps out pathogens, keeps out bacteria. And this is funny, said, that maybe not funny, but basically said, kind of like your eyelashes and your nose hair, keeping out dirt and dust, you know? So it did have a purpose in terms of keeping you from preventing bacteria from getting in and things like that. And the other speculation is that there's the hair follicles in pubic hair in particular produce something called sebum, which actually prevents bacteria from reproducing. So
interesting.
For bodies with vaginas in particular, it reduces the risk of UTIs and STIs because it's killing bacteria. So that's kind of the medical point. Evolutionarily speaking, it also suggests that, and I know this is like part of the reason people shave now, but it also increases the odor and the pheromones. And so evolutionarily speaking, that was also considered attractive to have.
Yeah, well, at one point, that was good.
So that might have changed. But the idea being is that people, once they had pubic hair, other people in the species would know that you were fertile and that you were able to engage in sexual activity. So the idea that the pubic hair traps these pheromones could theoretically increase sexual attractiveness and in that way, you know, attract a mate. The other thing is hair keeps your genitals warm. And being warm is good for sexual arousal. So, I mean, there are some,
like an incubator.
Kind of. And, you know, so to kind of that there are benefits, and the benefits are pretty consistent across the research. And this is particularly for bodies with vaginas, because obviously, you know, UTIs is something that's pretty prevalent for female bodies. So those are the possible benefits. And before you go into going into your Reddit world, also medically speaking, vaginas themselves are self-cleaning. So even though they're, you know, you should clean them and you should obviously use soap and water, nothing scented and not shampoo, because obviously shampoo is made for fluffy hair, you know, and well-conditioned hair, but the vaginal canal itself is actually self-cleaning. So there's nothing unhygienic about it at all.
I was going to say, so it's self-cleaning with or without hair, right? Like that's still happening.
Yeah. But the hair is a barrier. The hair is a barrier that prevents certain things from getting in there, so to speak.
Getting in there. Yeah. It could also trap things though, you know? How many times have you seen like men with giant beards? And it's like, what are you storing in there?
Yeah.
Something like snack
food. But of course, like socially speaking, we do have preferences, and right. That is what your Reddit world would tell you, right?
Yeah, I mean, I always look at Reddit, as everyone on the show knows by now, for crowdsourced information, but this is also one of those topics that I think is just like pretty widely talked about. Despite the fact that people are still, you know, ooey weird about talking about sex in a lot of ways, like I feel like this is one of the more accessible topics that people have opinions on. But looking at Reddit, a few things came up. One thing that was very funny to me is someone created a post like a couple of years ago asking this exact question of like to shave or not to shave. And it just got like immediately so many responses. And one of the top comments on it when I looked at it was, today I learned that if you ask Reddit about shaving preferences for lady parts, you will have 1,800 comments in 5 hours. A lot of people feel a lot of things about this. But really, it does seem like there's a range of preferences. You know, just certain parts shaved, seasonal shaving, trimmed seems to be the preference across genders. Make it neat is kind of the general idea. I think that I didn't see a lot of people saying it's cleaner to not shave. That wasn't really something that came up at all. It was more like keeping it contained, keeping it neat. So just not letting it run wild. At the same time, a lot of people said, you know, I don't want fully shaved, because fully shaved is like a child. It's a child. Yeah, exactly. There's not really other better way to say it. A lot of people who brought up fully shaved were like, it's that's a little too young. Like it's just weird.
Yeah. Well, and I want to just interject a fun fact. When I was looking through the biology of it, actually pubic hairs are genetically programmed to only be a certain length. So even though we're talking about like keeping it trimmed and keeping it contained, for the most part, it's like evolutionarily, it's only designed to be between 0.5 inch and 1.5 inches. So it's not, it may be like straightening out, but to a certain extent, it's not really getting longer. And to maybe you notice it getting longer because you've shaved. And so you notice it coming back. But it's not like if you don't shave, you're going to have pubic hair to braid that's going to hang down your knees, you know?
Yeah, but I think too, like as we know from shaving any parts of our body, like you shave it once and it grows back weird, you know? And so I think that was one of the things that was brought up a lot too, was, you know, you shave and you get rash and you get irritation and you get ingrown hairs and all these things. So a lot of people were saying both for themselves and for their partners, they prefer trimming versus full shaving because it keeps it neat. It keeps it contained, but it also doesn't result in those other uncomfortable
to point that out, like those aren't just like the idea of having like cuts or burns or rashes or ingrown hairs isn't just a matter of being uncomfortable. That's actually the part that makes shaving a little bit more dangerous, in the sense that if you have a cut, if you have an ingrown hair, you're more likely to get an infection. And those infections can include, there is a small body of studies that suggest that includes STIs, because STIs are opportunistic and look for an open space. And so a cut can create that open abrasion that's going to make you more susceptible to STIs or UTIs. So there is some risks to like full shaving and, as opposed to just, you know, as you said, keeping it neat.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so the other thing, you brought this up at the beginning of the episode, but the porn industry being the foundation for this is really fascinating. And it brings me back to our episode that we did with Miss Bloom last season, talking about the unreal expectations set by porn, like, and porn Hollywood. And it is interesting when you think about it, because like, why were they shaving in the first place? And to get a better view,
Like, right, exactly.
You know, like to be able to see the parts. And I'll tell you, that did not come up at any point. Nobody who said that they preferred shaved or trimmed was like, because I'd like to see their penis better. Like, it's not that. It's because people want to, you know, for whatever it is, it's they don't like touching hair. They don't like the smell. They like, you know, just don't want hair all over the place, whatever it is. But there was no one that said, you know, gosh, I just wish I could see it better.
Well, which actually surprises me, Shannon, because for people with penises, having less hair can make the penis appear larger.
Yeah, no, that's true. Most penis owners aren't getting into that on the Reddit subgroup saying like, I like it because it makes me look big.
Well, it might be a different subgroup.
that particular group. But it is important, I guess, to bring up that too, because some of what we've talked about goes for all genitalia, but specifically anything in the research about manscaping.
Well, here's the thing, right? So there's less research. And when I was like, you know, trying to find stuff on the internet, a lot of the sources were about manscaping.com, Dapper and Groomed, like places that are trying to promote, you know, manscaping and shaving as opposed to like actual research. But mm-hmm. I did find a few studies and a few articles like through Men's Health and Healthline that actually some of the benefits are pretty similar to the benefits that we talk about for bodies with vaginas, that it, you know, protects against infection and protects against, you know, dirt and pathogens and reduces friction. Although ironically, some people who report wanting to shave, they say they shave to increase sensation, which makes sense mm-hmm. if hair is going to reduce the friction. But also looking at, here's one that was really interesting for bodies with penises. Evolutionarily, it was kind of like a lion's mane. So when you think of like back in the day, like, you know, a lion, the bigger the mane, then you're warding off other potential mates. And so I was like, huh, I'm not so sure about like, I'm going to be more attracted to a guy that has a, you know, a lot more going on down there. But anyway, that's like the evolutionary.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, that's interesting. It's funny. I did like a few years ago, I worked when I was working in marketing and doing branding. I did branding for a like beard cleaner and care company. And obviously not the same, but there are similar things about like how men's health has become like glorified as like, be a big man and take care of your face, like be a big man and take care of your hair. And it is, I think I prefer it in some ways to the, you know, anti-men's health narrative of like, be gross and rough and tumble and muddy and don't practice self-care. But like, as usual, it's also just kind of a weird environment of extremes. It's like, you can wash yourself and like trim your hair without it being like a testament to your manhood. You can, everybody, you can. But it is interesting the different social reasons or to shave or not to shave.
Just to point out, sorry, for bodies with penises, there actually are, the dangers are a little bit more risky.
For shaving or not shaving?
For shaving, because cuts with a razor, this one study said 83% of penile injuries involve razor cuts and 22% involve scissor cuts to the scrotum, aka the balls. And that is particularly dangerous because the skin of the balls is very thin.
Yeah.
And all right, I'm going to say this very fast, and listeners with penises, you can close your ears right now. But one of the potential things that can happen is what's called Fournier gangrene, which is flesh-eating bacteria of the balls. So,
oh boy, I should have put this episode out right for Halloween.
But the idea, the recommendation is, electric razors are preferred, and because cuts can be particularly dangerous in that area, and also wax is better. Yeah. So just to be on the safe side and to be really, really careful, or you know, go and you know, remember the scene from Bad Moms Christmas? Mm-hmm. What a professional!
Yeah, I can't guarantee that you're you know, esthetician or your patient is going to be as attractive as they were in Bad Moms Christmas, but
there are professionals, and yeah, professionals are
well, and that's right. Is, you know, at the end of the day, as much as it is a social question and what the social preference and social norm is, it is still a health question. And so, you know, whatever route you go, make sure that you continue to practice best hygiene, best care. You know, if you are particularly sensitive to shaving, or you do get, you know, bikini burns or whatever it is, like, talk to your partner and talk to yourself about what's going to make you the most comfortable in terms of how you're presenting, but also always prioritize first your medical situation, because rather be a little bushy than have flesh eating bacteria, I think is fair to say.
Yeah.
fair to say.
We can't really end on that note. We're going to have to say, you know, so we do have No Shave November coming up, and whether or not you decide to shave medically, just be careful. The science tells us that the pubic hair has been there for a reason, but that doesn't mean that you necessarily need it. If you are going to decide to shave, which is clearly your prerogative, be sure that you are much more mindful of cleaning that area, so that the pubic hair has been shown to actually trap dirt, trap dust, trap bacteria, keep it from getting into your vaginal canal if you're a female body.
Like, let's not end on a bad note, and then you rehearse every single.
Oh, I know. All right, so maybe we'll just, like, let's just say
it's No Shave November. Change if you want. Figure it out. You're not going to be a weirdo no matter which way you go.
Everybody
in the human experience is a range of preferences. Just be smart and be safe.
Okay. Love your nethers.
All right. That's it for this week's study session. We'll be back next week with a full episode of Sex Ed Debunked. And as usual, if there are topics you'd like us to discuss or myths you'd like us to debunk, send them over to us at sexeddebunked@gmail.com or any of the socials at sexeddebunked.
All right. Take care.
Bye now.
Sex Ed Debunked is produced by Trailblaze Media in Providence, Rhode Island. Our sound producer is Ezra Winters, with production assistance from Shay Weintraub.